Talking Wrestling is a fan and listener supported podcast. Thank you for your download and enjoy the show. Thanks for hitting that download button, guys. We just wanted to give you a couple of ways you can reach us. You can get in contact with us through the email, talkingwrestling@gmail.com. We love to hear your questions, comments, feedback. We'll try to get an answer to you as soon as we can. You can also check out the blog, talkingwrestling.blogspot.com. We're also on YouTube and Google Plus and on Twitter at Talking Wrestling.
R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. There's Kevin Von Erich when he's really high and flying. Silver-haired Ric Flair when he's out there strutting. Andre the Giant must be 7'9". I wouldn't miss this for a dozen girls. I wouldn't miss this for nothing.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Talking Wrestling, episode number 8. As always, I'm Wallace Miles, along with Alex Carter.
What's up?
And Adam Carter.
Hey, everybody.
So, today's episode is going to be all about the Elimination Chamber, and we're going to just give you guys a quick preview about that real quick. But before we jump into it, we want to tell you guys to subscribe to the podcast, definitely. Check out our website, talkingwrestling.blogspot.com, and subscribe to us on YouTube. And coming April 1st, our new series, What If? So don't forget to check that out, guys. So are you guys ready to just jump right into this?
Let's do it. So,
all right, cool.
I figured we'd start out, let's just give all our opinions on how the build has gone over the past few weeks since the Royal Rumble. I feel like after the Royal Rumble, WWE just was kind of,
They were lost.
They were lost.
Yeah, they didn't know what to do. And most of it had to do with who shall not be named at the moment.
Exactly. CM Punk, I'm just going to name him.
All right.
he left. Daniel Bryan didn't come out at number 30. The fans were pissed. Rey Mysterio turned heel.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Batista won, and that has led, all of that has led up to this moment now, basically.
So, first of all, about Batista, he's facing a jobber, basically, at Elimination Chamber. Imported jobber known as Alberto Del Rijo.
Yes. And my personal thoughts on this is, I don't know. I don't like this at all. Maybe it's because I don't like Del Rio, but I don't know. I really hate Del Rio, but that's just my thoughts. What about you guys?
He's boring.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's really boring, and Batista's going to win. This is,
yeah, I wonder who's going to win this match. Del Rio had a neck brace on Monday Night Raw. I wonder who's going to win this match.
And Batista just came back, and they don't want their guy to look weak, do they?
Yeah, but put him against Mark Henry. Del Rio? Come on now. But before we get into our match predictions, we're going to finish just kind of some initial thoughts. The Fall of the Brotherhood, we've seen that since the Royal Rumble.
Oh yeah, they're slowly going down in the success ladder. They're like,
well, now they're at the point of building Lego playsets backstage.
Yeah, yep. And a month ago they were feuding with the champions. So it's like, what's happened? Or a month ago they were the champions, actually.
Yeah, who did they piss off?
Yeah.
If you haven't checked out News and Rumors, go check that out. We've got some news concerning the Brotherhood. and particularly Goldust. So go check that out. That's on our YouTube page. But yeah, the Brotherhood has fallen, definitely.
Definitely.
What else do we have? We've had one of the greatest builds in recent memory, in my opinion, with the Shield versus the Wyatt family.
Oh yeah, that's actually been very great, I think.
I think this the build just it screams old school. It's slow, methodical, promo, confrontation. I'm loving it.
Yeah, and the ending to Monday Night Raw made it even better. Made me excited to watch this match on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, this has been the best build for WWE.
Yeah, no doubt. This has really been the thing they put all their time into.
Definitely.
Now, here's a question. Actually, we'll save that for later. We'll keep moving. Darren Young, Titus O'Neil, we saw them break up. I've really enjoyed Titus on the microphone. Whenever he cuts a promo, he's very good.
Yeah, he's awesome. And I've read reports about how McManus likes his work on the microphone recently. So I think he's going to get a big push. I could see him winning.
He definitely fits the McMahon Hunter role.
Definitely.
Or mold, I guess you'd say, of a big build superstar, kind of a Black Batista kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We had Big E Langston. Actually, no, the Langston's gone. Now it's just Big E.
Oh, yeah, Big E.
Mm-hmm. Big E. Still don't know what E stands for.
Evil. Big Evil. Never mind, they already did that.
Oh, yeah, that was a guy. What was that guy's name?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure we'll never see him again. Wink.
Especially not this Monday. Wink, wink.
Exactly.
Okay, let's see. Big E, all right now, fun game. What do you think the E stands for? Adam, you go first. What's the E stand for?
I don't know. It's hard. Maybe entertainment, because there's sports entertainment.
I could actually see that.
Big entertainment.
I could actually see that happening. They decide to make the E stand for something, and they just pick, you know, screw it, entertainment.
The entertainment family has a
exactly
long lines of. They came over on a ship, actually. The entertainment family. They were the first Black family to come over with the entertainment name.
Exactly.
I say it stands for big emphasis.
Big emphasis.
Don't know why. Just popped into my head.
And I only could say it's actually the name of his finisher, Big Ending.
Oh
yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, maybe. Big. Okay, I don't know. But so he's facing Jack Swagger. Jack Swagger, I guess they figured, oh, we're gonna push Cesaro. No longer Antonio Cesaro, just Cesaro. Apparently,
yeah.
Everybody's losing their first and last name. We actually have Brian, just Brian now. Orton is just Randy. It's just Randy. They got rid of the Orton. And Cena is just going to be Cena.
Yeah. So. That's how it is.
And Batista is Batiste. No, the A's gone.
Batiste.
Batiste. B-A-T-I-S-T. Okay. So we've got Big E, Jack Swagger. I feel like they kind of threw this match together last second. It was thrown together on SmackDown last week.
Yeah. The Big E Jack Swagger match. Yeah, no real build to it.
And that's a shame because it could have been a really nice build.
Yeah, and the fact that the two world championships are just combined now, I feel like they should put more prestige inside the Intercontinental Championship, but so far it looks like it's not.
Right. That's disappointing. You're right.
Yeah, it is.
I think they need to go ahead and combine it with the United States. Ambrose, what's this make, like six pay-per-views in a row since he's defended it last? Well, on a pay-per-view. I know he defended it against Henry.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then we've got our main event, Elimination Chamber. Now, the way this match kind of came to be, first of all, you know Orton's in there because he's the champ.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like they're just like, oh, well, we've got Sheamus, John Cena, and Daniel Bryan. Let's put them in a match against The Shield. And the winner gets to go in the chamber. I wonder who's going to win that match.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I honestly couldn't see The Shield winning that, but...
that, I thought that was funny that they even... Why not do singles matches for the build-up? But, I mean, the weeks since then has been fun, and we've really seen Cesaro. When he qualified, I thought he was the weak link. Now I'm looking at Christian, or Sheamus.
Yeah. But, yeah, Christian is definitely the weak link in the chamber. That little fierce Christian we saw on Monday, that's bull. That's nothing.
Yeah.
We've seen a fierce Christian before, and he just gets beat by Randy Orton all the time. That's
right.
Yeah, Christian's probably the weak link.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, other than, I'm really, really glad that Cesaro has kind of been pushed or given an opportunity because I think he's taken full advantage of it, definitely.
Yeah.
But we'll go ahead and start our matchup predictions. First, we'll go ahead and, since we went through all everything and kind of our initial build-up, what do you give the build to this pay-per-view? The build-up to this pay-per-view, 1 to 5, what do you give it?
I would give it. I do say they've been on top of it, so 4, 4.5, maybe.
Yeah, they have been on top of it, and there's a couple of matches here that I'm really looking forward to. Darren Young, Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like they could have pushed Darren a little bit more, but you know, you get what you get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to the Shield and the Wyatts. And I'm really looking forward to the Chamber match, even though I have opinions on that, which I will share later. So I'll give it a 4. High 3, low 4.
Cool.
Adam?
I'll give it a 3.5. Maybe even a 3, but 3.5. I thought it's been good with the Wyatts. And the Shield, that's been the best one. Chamber, they're trying to build on it a little bit. They did that Monday, but I'm not really interested in that. And, yeah, I thought Darren and Titus, that's been a decent build. But I'll give it 3.5.
All right. So we'll go ahead and start with our predictions and all of our thoughts will go in depth. So our kickoff match is the Brotherhood versus Ryback. Initial thoughts on this match is I am pissed off that the Brotherhood is opening up another pay-per-view.
Yeah, it really doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't know what's up with Ryback, but they're an awkward team.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you see potential in Ryback or Curtis Axel?
I see potential in Ryback, but maybe, but not Curtis Axel. And definitely when they're a team, there's nothing there.
I feel like this team needs a manager, a mouthpiece.
Yeah, that's probably what's missing.
But the Rose Brothers have been the best one on TV. You put them in a match and... Did they steal the show?
No doubt. Yeah,
definitely.
So, other than just being really pissed off, this match doesn't excite me. I'm probably not going to watch this match. The only reason that I would watch this match is out of respect for Goldust and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
but other than that, I mean, I don't want to see Ryback and Curtis Axel. I'd rather see Los Matador. No, I'm kidding. I couldn't even say that with a straight face. Wow.
Yeah.
But I'm picking the Brotherhood to win this one.
Yeah, I'm going with the Brotherhood.
I'll go with the Brotherhood for the one.
Sweep it. So for the kickoff match, Brotherhood versus Ryback and Curtis Axel, we're all taking the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
All right. So in this, keep in mind, guys, we're doing this on Thursday. The card can change, but this is pretty much the final card.
Yeah, it is.
So, next match, and I'm not surprised if this is the order of the matches. I'm not surprised that they're opening with this one. I'm not sure if this is, but it looks like it could make sense. But it's the WWE Tag Team Championship match, the New Age Outlaws versus the Usos.
Yeah.
The Usos, they've been keeping steady, riding their wave. I enjoy watching them in the ring.
No, yeah, they're awesome in the ring.
But let's get rid of the Outlaws already.
Yeah, no one. I really don't want to see them anymore.
Yeah,
I feel like we could like change the out to in. It's like the New Age In-Laws because nobody wants them around.
Exactly,
and they're old. So
yeah,
I think that's a good name change right there.
Definitely.
But for this one, I'm picking the Usos.
I'm actually going to go with the Outlaws because.
Ooh.
Yeah. I bet. If I had tons of money, I would bet all of that money on the Outlaws.
Ooh, just, thinking they're retaining.
Yeah, just because it's the WWE, and I know how they are with this type of stuff.
Wallace going with the Outlaws.
This one's pretty tough. I think the only way the Outlaws could retain it is just because they were Triple H, and they're good friends of his. But I'm gonna go with the Usos on this one because I feel like they're on a roll, and I don't know. I feel like the Outlaws aren't gonna hold the titles much longer, so I feel like they're gonna lose it to a hot team in the Usos.
Yeah.
All right. So Wallace picked the Outlaws. So our next match. Now this, I feel like this is gonna be the toughest one of the night to predict. This is completely up in the air. It is. We've seen a lot of great build for this match. We're really excited. It is Batista versus Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, this has potential to be match of the year.
Match of the year, maybe match of the decade.
Oh yeah, if you want to go that far, then yeah.
I mean, we've got two competitors in the peak physical condition.
Yeah, and both of them are just amazing talent to have.
Exactly. The crowd loves them both.
Exactly.
Very interesting. All right, you know what? I'm going to cut the crap. This is going to be my bathroom break match.
Yeah. I don't see it being a bathroom break match for me, but I know there's not going to be any comments coming out my mouth during the match.
Except we want divas.
Exactly.
By the way, no divas match on this card.
Yet.
Yet. Although,
if we know, yeah. I think there's going to be one, though.
You think it'll be AJ, or you think it'll be just a small card match?
It's going to be, I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air about if AJ's going to be on the pay-per-view or not.
Now, the original plans were for AJ to face Naomi,
Yeah.
And according to the rumors, Naomi was going to win to promote Total Divas. That's crap.
Get out. Jeez. God.
Yeah, that...
It just shows that WWE is not about wrestling anymore. It's about promoting their products.
Yeah, that makes me mad. But Batista's going to win. Easy. Nothing I have to say.
Adam taking Batista. Wallace?
Batista.
I think I'm going to take out... No, I'm just kidding. I'm taking Batista. this is going to... I would not be shocked if Del Rio doesn't get a move in.
Yeah.
Let's over under. We'll set it at 5. Over under 5 moves. Del Rio gets in on Batista. I'll take the under.
Could you see there being a type of like a similar match to Brock Lesnar and Big Show at the Royal Rumble where there's like no actual match?
I don't think that'll happen with this one because the main reason that happened was because Big Show broke his hand.
Yeah.
But I see this one just being a dominant Batista. The bell rings and Batista just destroys him.
Yeah.
Maybe they show another football video to get the crowd to actually cheer for Batista.
Yeah. Wait, where are they?
They're in the hometown of one Brock Lesnar.
So...
Why don't they have him on this?
Oh, he's coming. Let's get to that later.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah, we'll save that. So, Batista, Del Rio. I take the under. 5 moves.
I see it being a lot more than that. I see it being probably 2 minutes to 8 minutes tops. So, yeah, I could see this taking a little while.
Well, Batista gets gassed after about 2.5, so they'll have to watch out with that. Adam, over under 5 moves on Del Rio. Or Del Rio gets in 5 moves.
I think he'll get over 5. Because, I don't know, I feel like they're just going to make this a time filler match. But Batista's going to win anyways. So, he'd get over 5 moves, but it'd be like a quick 5-minute match, something like that.
Yeah.
I feel like the only purpose is to give Batista something to do that night.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because apparently he's not allowed to wrestle on Raw.
But he's allowed to put on his ring attire and beat up people.
I prefer his ring attire over his wardrobe any day.
Yeah, definitely.
What's that, like some Levi's? Or no, he's too good for Levi's. It's like...
The Converse?
Converse skinny jeans with the nose stud the child's medium jacket.
don't forget the Ralph Lauren shirt.
Oh, Ralph Lauren shirt. There we go. Wallace knows what he's talking about. He used to work at Abercrombie.
Exactly.
All right, so I'm taking Batista. I think we're all taking Batista.
Yeah, we are.
Now to the real big hype match. Now, I can see why they're putting this at mid-card. I definitely wouldn't put this right before your main event because I feel like this could steal the show and has a very good chance of doing that. Shield versus the Wyatt family. In my opinion, this is the hardest one to predict.
Actually, I don't think it's that hard for me.
Well, then we'll let you start it off.
All right. I honestly see the Wyatts winning. And I see the Wyatts winning because there's been so much tension between the Shield lately. And because I feel like the Shield's been getting a lot of, like, great moments. Like, I don't know if that makes sense to you guys, but they've been getting a lot of great moments recently. Like with Roman Reigns getting all of those eliminations. Dean is still the champion. And like there's really been no big threat. Like I don't really see the Wyatt family as a threat in the past couple of weeks, so I'm going with them basically.
Going with the Wyatts?
Yeah.
Adam, what are your thoughts?
I'm gonna go with the Wyatts because they want to break off the Shield, and I feel like they do it here. I feel like somehow Roman Reigns accidentally spears Dean Ambrose or Rollins or something like that, and they get in a big altercation.
Yeah.
And the Wyatts win. So I think this is going to lead to the Wyatts and then probably the Shield breakup. So I'm going to go Wyatts.
So I'm gonna take the and this was tough for me. I'm going to take the Wyatts too, though. And this is I feel the same way. The Shield has had their run. The Wyatt family is the new three-man group. And why put the Shield over when you've got the Wyatts?
Definitely.
So I feel like the Wyatts are going to go over. And I feel like the Shield might break up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see them breaking up
now,
this Sunday.
All the tension is between Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. There's no tension between... Rollins is kind of the odd one out of the tension, if you want to say that.
Yeah, he is.
So I see Ambrose taking a spear or maybe just getting upset and punching Roman or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I see a little bit of a shield. Maybe just Dean breaks or Roman breaks off and Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins are kind of, I don't know. I feel like the only rivalry here is for Ambrose and Reigns. You can't really. Rollins, he can be kind of the special guest referee character. Except not really, because nobody likes special guest referee matches.
Yeah.
But, I feel like the Wyatt family goes over. And I feel like this isn't the last we see of the Wyatt family this night.
Oh, yeah, it's not, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. But, I'm picking the Wyatts, too. I think we all pick the Wyatts. But it's gonna be a classic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And I honestly, even though I'm predicting a Shield breakup, I wouldn't be surprised if the Shield just nothing, no controversy, if it's just a regular match for them.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah, I don't see it being a regular match.
Right. I'm really excited about it, though, and probably if I'm going to buy the pay-per-view for one match, it's for this one.
Yeah.
Plus, this is the only dream match WWE has given us in, like, the past, since Daniel Bryan, CM Punk?
Pretty much, yeah.
We haven't seen a dream match in a while.
But if you're a six-year-old boy, then you'll say,
"Oh, TLC."
I wonder what it'll be like for Rock to face Cena a second time,
a third time, even.
Exactly.
I'm down. We'll call it WrestleMania, the biggest extravaganza ever. Rock Cena 3.
Exactly. Like Rock, you've never seen them before.
Exactly. The Rock just starred in Fast and Furious 20.
Exactly.
And John Cena just starred in the Marine 14. Alright, so I'll pick in the Wyatts here, and we'll move on. I'm actually surprised, and I'm pleased that this match got placed this high on the card, but our next match is Darren Young and Titus O'Neil, and that's pretty high up on the card for these two guys.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I don't see nothing against Darren Young, but I don't see him being a big time player in the WWE. I think this match goes to Titus, and his WWE future is basically going to get better from there.
Right.
Yeah. I'm picking Titus because they just put him as a heel and they want to run with him. And I feel like he's going to get better. So I'm picking Titus.
Definitely going with Titus. Just look at the money. Look from the money perspective. Who do you see money in? Titus O'Neil or Darren Young?
O'Neil.
O'Neil, without question. And like you said, Wallace, no offense to Darren, but he doesn't have the size, but then he doesn't connect like Daniel Bryan does or CM Punk does. The guys who don't have the size but are big time.
Yeah.
So I think we're all going with Titus, but I expect this to be a decent match, actually. I don't think it'll just be a blowout.
Yeah, I think it'll be decent. I think they're just trying to put it there to, if this is the match order, just trying to, because I feel like the Shield and Wyatt's are going to steal the show, so this might just be like a cool-down match high up there.
Definitely. So. Good word for that, cool-down match.
Yeah, if this is the match order, but, yeah.
Anything else to add to this, guys?
Nah. Pretty much said everything. We're all going with Titus.
With Titus O'Neil, yep.
Yep.
So, next on the card, we have... we have the Intercontinental Championship match, and it's Big E going in with the belt to face Jack Swagger. So this match was, like we said earlier in the show, it was kind of thrown together last minute. Not a lot of build went into it, but it could be a decent match. Both these men have a very physical style, as we know, so. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we had a little bit of difficulty there. Like I said, I think we lost Wallace.
Yeah.
We're experiencing a little bit of weather here. But we're going to keep going. We're going to finish this up for you guys in the best way we can, so.
Yeah.
So, Intercontinental Championship match, Big E versus Jack Swagger. What are your kind of like, you have any thoughts on this match? I'm excited. Both men have a physical style. So I think expectations aren't very high, but I mean, I think it'll be a good match. It's coming right before the main event, so they'll probably put a little bit of restraint on it.
Yeah, there hasn't been much build because it just kind of went up at the last second. But I think it'll be decent. These are two pretty good, talented guys in the ring. So I think it'll be decent. And yeah, it's right before the main event. If this card is good, but I feel like Big E is gonna win it because I feel like they're trying to still push him a little bit. So I'm going with Big E.
Right, I feel like Big E isn't a push. I quite honestly, I'd be pretty upset if they gave it to Jack Swagger, because, I mean, Swagger already had his run. He didn't blow up like they thought he would. He had a run as world champion and ECW champion, and Big E hasn't gotten that opportunity yet. He's still a rising star, big with the fans. So I'm predicting Big E to win it. The fact that they changed his name and got rid of the Langston makes me think they're getting ready to give him a push, a big push. Same way they're doing with Cesaro. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure Wallace would probably have Big E too. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking Big E in this one though. any thoughts on this, Wallace?
Big E. And Jack Swagger, I'm gonna go with Big E.
All right. Sorry, like I said, we're having some weather come through, so we had a little bit of difficulties. But moving on, we're all back. Crew's back.
Yes, so. We are.
Here we go. Yeah. Final match of the card, the main event, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match in the Elimination Chamber. We have Randy Orton, Sheamus, John Cena, Christian, Cesaro, and Daniel Bryan. So, I don't know about you guys, but reading that title of that match kind of gave me chills.
Yeah, I could see why, but I wish I was excited for this match, but I'm not, because I know what's going to happen.
It's the same with me. I feel like there's just been better Elimination Chambers, and I think there was a route that they could have gone with the whole, you know how they wanted to propel Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
So what do you think about this? This is my thoughts on the matter. You wanted to get Daniel Bryan in the main event at Mania after you did your huge screw-up with Batista. I say you put Batista in the chamber. He wins the title, thereby foregoing his WrestleMania thing. They hold a King of the Ring-style tournament on Raw. Winner of the tournament gets the shot at Mania.
Yeah.
And then you've got Batista going in with the title as the heel. Daniel Bryan overcomes all the odds, wins the tournament. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I still don't know why.
Yeah.
I feel like they would have... I feel like they had a chance to do the simple route, which is have CM Punk win the title and then Daniel Bryan. But I don't know. WWE, they messed it up.
Yeah, they. I would honestly, you know what? Screw that. I was gonna say I would give WWE props if like this was all part of a long term plan.
Which I honestly think it might be, unless they're just mentally retarded.
Yeah, they knew. They were gonna piss off fans. They knew all of this was gonna happen as soon as they signed Batista. So they just started booking plans months ahead. And then, at the end of the day, Daniel Bryan ends up winning the world championship to end WrestleMania.
I just don't see how that sets up though, especially. Yeah. They're not having a Money in the Bank at Mania. If they were having, which I don't see the point of having a Money in the Bank pay-per-view now that you've only got one title.
Yeah.
So why not do the Money in the Bank match at Mania early in the card? Daniel Bryan wins. I mean, it'd be predictable, but it'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be predictable, but it would be very awesome. And I wouldn't be mad if Batista won that night, as long as he gets beaten by Daniel Bryan.
Exactly. Daniel Bryan comes out, cashes in the Money in the Bank, hits him with the knee, 1-2-3, show closes with 100,000 yes chance.
Exactly.
But, so we're going to preview this match. Now, immediately, three people I don't see winning this match. Cesaro, Sheamus, and Christian.
I'd throw John Cena in there too.
You don't think Cena has a chance to win?
Nah. I mean, like wrestling wise, no. But like business and rumor wise, yes.
So, I kind of agree with you. I mean, Cesaro, I could see him winning, but it's not his time yet. He's not ready for that stage yet. But they've done such a good job building him in the past 2 weeks that I actually see him as a threat. Like, the wrestling fan in me sees him as a threat.
Yeah.
But, like, the booker and the that part of me does not see him as a threat or a possible winner. Sheamus just came back. He's not going to be in the world title picture, at least for a few months. And Cena, yeah, I agree with you. Plus, if Cena won, you know we'd have a bunch of Cena Orton stuff because they'd have to do all that rematch stuff. And then who wants to see Cena Batista? We've seen that match.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I just hope at the end of the day, I'm excited for WrestleMania.
Yeah. I honestly, I don't see the title picture as the thing that excites me. I see the lower card matches. I'm excited to see what The Undertaker does, how that turns out. But yeah, for this match, this is how I see what I see happening. I see Christian probably being the first to get eliminated. Then I see Sheamus getting eliminated. And the reason Sheamus, like I said, he's not gonna be in the title picture anytime soon. Then I see John Cena getting interfered by the Wyatt family. Maybe the lights go out, the We're Here plays, and then it just cuts out. Maybe they come out from under the ring. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Now, I don't know how they'd pull this out, but wouldn't this be sick? The lights go out, pop back on, the Wyatts are sitting in the chamber with the rocking chair.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
I don't see how that's possible, but that would be sick.
Yeah, I feel like Sheamus and Christian don't really have a shot. Throw Cesaro and Cena. Cesaro, I feel like he's going to have a good one, but he's still not going to win it.
Yeah, I think Cesaro will be in there past, honestly.
Maybe even like top three.
That's what I'm thinking, because they're giving Cesaro a push right now.
Yeah, I could see Cesaro doing that. And then Sheamus, I feel like he's not going to get that far. Christian, I think, is probably going to be the first one eliminated.
Christian is just no love. We've got no love for Christian.
Yeah, but he's, the way they've just done with him has just been terrible. And then Cena, I think Wyatts are going to attack him. So I don't think he has a shot. I feel like that will happen, though. And then Brian and Orton, final two, I think.
Well, before we get to that, do all of you guys see the Wyatts somehow interfering with Cena?
I 100% see them interfering with Cena.
I think that'll happen. What do you guys is? What's your scenario, Wallace?
All right, my scenario. There's millions of scenarios at how this could happen, but realistically, let me think. This is like off the top of my head right now, too. I could see them like lights go out. That little sound they do, and there's no explanation of how they got in the chamber. They're just in there, and then they beat up Cena, and Bray Wyatt hits Sister Abigail, and they leave. Orton gets the pin, and then pay-per-view's over, or something similar to that.
That's how, if it ended final two Cena and Orton, I would honestly be a little bit pissed off.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah.
But that it's gonna happen. Like, yeah, final two is gonna be Cena Orton, unless they go with Brian and say, you know what, we're gonna let Brian get the title.
I don't think there's a shot for Daniel Bryan. I feel like Kane's gonna play a part in this, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it though, where two people get eliminated because people interfere. That would just leave a sick taste in my mouth after the pay-per-view.
Yeah. I don't think this is going to be a great match, Elimination Chamber, but it would make it even worse if that happened.
I see I don't see Bryan getting the title here, though. It would kill all the build that they've done at a B-rate pay-per-view. Like you want to climb that mountain at SummerSlam or at WrestleMania. You don't want to climb that mountain at Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, like a month right before WrestleMania.
Right. So I feel like Randy Orton's gonna win the match. I hate to say it. I feel like Randy Orton is gonna retain his title.
Yeah, me too. It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, Orton's gonna retain. I don't like to say that, but we're gonna get Orton versus Batista. I feel like that boring main event at WrestleMania.
Have we ever seen Orton Batista before?
We have plenty of times.
But like in recent, like since they've been main event caliber. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, we have. It was around 2009, 2010, something like around there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was thinking back. Yeah, I was thinking to. I was thinking back to Evolution, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, I'm not excited. I mean, basically, any way you cut it, Daniel Bryan is not in the main event. WrestleMania main event is going to be kind of crappy. And I don't want them to put Daniel Bryan in the main event. They've already screwed that up.
Yeah.
I want to see Daniel Bryan deal with Triple H.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, I want to see... Yeah. Yeah, I want that too.
Yeah, I think we all went with Orton.
All went with Orton.
Yeah. I see the Wyatts eliminating Cena. I think Kane's gonna eliminate Daniel Bryan. And if they go that way, then I'm not gonna like it.
Now, there's another scenario I could see this happening in this match. And now this is regarding there's got to be a couple of things that WWE goes with for this to happen, but I see one possible thing. We mentioned earlier this is in Brock Lesnar's hometown. Maybe Brock Lesnar hits Christian with an F5 backstage. Paul Heyman walks out when Christian's music hits and he says, "My name is Paul Heyman, and I wanted to inform you that Christian will not be able to participate tonight."
Yeah.
Instead... the Beast, Brock Lesnar, will be taking his place. I'd mark out if that happened.
Yeah, definitely. I would. Yeah, I really would love that. But I don't know. There's a 50-50 chance of it happening.
I feel like Lesnar is going to be at this pay-per-view in some form. Do you see The Undertaker making a pay-per-view return?
Mm.
And maybe just like the rivalry starts on Raw.
I don't see him being even mentioned on Sunday, but yeah, who knows?
This is what I have in mind. If The Undertaker were, maybe Brock Lesnar comes out and like the match is over or something and then the lights go out. I would freak out with that too, but the wild card here is definitely Brock Lesnar. I mean, why aren't they using him the night before the network, or why haven't we heard from him in the last 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Like, there's something's going on here.
Either
that or the WWE's just forgot about one of their biggest guys.
Mm.
Yeah, I forgot you could go with Brock Lesnar attacking somebody.
I wouldn't mind seeing Brock Batista at WrestleMania for the title.
Brock versus Batista. Who's your
heel in that match? Do you turn Brock babyface and put Batista heel, or do you keep it like it is with Batista the fake babyface? Or I mean, Batista, I don't consider him a babyface right now.
Yeah, turn Batista heel, definitely.
I feel like Brock already gets babyface reactions pretty much.
Yeah. Like, they could do like a bit, like, Brock's face angle could, like, I don't know, just him protecting people or something. I don't know. Sounds stupid.
Right. I do agree with you, though. Put Brock as the babyface, but...
Yeah.
If Brock interferes, I see him winning the title. But then again, the problem with him winning the title is, who does The Undertaker face? So...
Yeah.
I just... Why would they waste an opportunity to use Brock in his hometown?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't understand the booking there. But The Undertaker match is said to be set, so... Now, this is what I'd like to see. Brock Lesnar returns, wins the title. Daniel Bryan continues his feud with Triple H. And then Sting returns on Raw. And they do Sting Taker for WrestleMania 30. You've instantly given me three matches that I'd like to see.
Yeah.
And you make me excited for WrestleMania.
Definitely. But... Like I said before, I feel like they want Sting to make a presence in the WWE and at least give him some kind of highlights to show before his match. So I guess they'll wait until next year to attempt that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So I think we all took Orton in this match. So. Based on just the card, before anything, are you excited about this pay-per-view? Are you not excited about this pay-per-view?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited just to see where they're going at to WrestleMania. Like, just looking at the bigger picture. So, what you could even go as far as saying, I'm excited to see the fallout from the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm excited about that network subscription on Monday.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I thought that was coming out, or I hoped it was coming out a long time ago. It's finally here. We're a couple days away, so I'm ready to see it.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Adam, any thoughts on this? Final thoughts? I think we lost Adam.
Storm, guys. The storm in Nashville is really affecting the podcast today.
Yeah, so sorry about that, guys. We lost Adam, but we're going to close the show like only Wallace and Alex could. So,
All right.
How should we close this? Special Elimination Chamber Edition. I feel like we need to do something fancy. First of all, this has been your Elimination Chamber preview. Thank you for tuning in to Talking Wrestling.
I'm Wallace Miles.
And I'm Alex Carter. Should we go the Stay Classy? Stay Classy?
No, let's end this. Let's end this only how Daniel Bryan would end this. In 3, 2, 1. Yes! 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 Yes!